So as many of you know, the chair is recused from this particular public hearing and process. So with that, I'd like to turn the meeting over to the vice chair.
Thank you. Call the public hearing to order. Today's hearing is on the large-scale retail moratorium, specifically regarding the need for and the duration of the moratorium. We're not really here to talk about Walmart, or I believe there's another proposed, maybe it was Lowe's or something else that was in the... There's more than one large box being considered or who have made application currently. So our focus is today on the moratorium, and we will make a recommendation back to the council. The public hearing procedures are going to be as follows. Staff will provide a brief presentation. Brian Baudet is going to do that in a couple seconds here. The chair will call for oral testimony. There are sign-up sheets in the back of the room, so if you have not, Li Wong is holding one up now. Be sure if you do want to testify that you sign in. Testimony should be brief. It is not necessary to repeat testimony that somebody previously has given. However, it is important that you indicate whether you support the proposed moratorium or you do not. Okay, so we do want to know that. Also, all oral testimony of the public hearing today, we'll keep that in the record, obviously, but we'll take written testimony until 5 p.m. on Friday, October 7th. The Planning Commission then is going to consider all oral testimony and written testimony, and at subsequent meetings, we will forward a recommendation after. We'll consider it at a subsequent meeting or meetings. Then we will forward our recommendation to the City Council. The Council then has the option of conducting study sessions, holding public hearings, and making its decision thereafter. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Baudet to give a brief presentation.
Thank you, Vice Chair and Commission members. Brian Baudet with the City's Long Range Planning Division. The purpose for the discussion this evening is to take public testimony on the moratorium that was adopted by the City Council on August 30th. It was a six-month citywide moratorium on development permitting for all large-scale retail developments, and those were defined as any individual establishment over 65,000 square feet in size. Since the moratorium was adopted as an emergency, the procedures in the code essentially indicate that after the City Council's adoption, it gets sent to the Planning Commission for a recommendation back on whether or not the moratorium is warranted, and secondly, what the appropriate timeline for the moratorium should be. Part of that recommendation process is the Planning Commission taking testimony, and that's the purpose, certainly, of the hearing tonight. Like the Vice Chair mentioned, the hearing tonight is not necessarily on either any particular development or any particular code changes that might be considered as we move through the process and look at those, but really specifically on whether or not the moratorium itself is warranted, whether we should have one, and if so, how long we should have one. And I think the basic components that you really get down to there on the moratorium itself is really whether or not there is an issue, a concern with the code either not addressing something or not sufficiently addressing it and allowing these sorts of things in the right locations, in the right way, or whatever that may be. And if there is a gap there between what the code currently allows for and requires and where we want to be, whether or not there is sufficient pressure that warrants a moratorium to prevent vesting under current regulations. So if we don't want things to come in and operate under the current regulations because there's a concern that there's a real gap there in the regulations, that's the sorts of circumstances where a moratorium would be warranted. The Vice Chair did mention that obviously the code requirement is that the Planning Commission make a recommendation back. It has to be done essentially at your next meeting, which is what's currently scheduled, and then the City Council will be taking up this issue and essentially deciding whether they want to retain or modify or rescind the moratorium that they adopted at the end of August. Just for note, their hearing is already scheduled. It's going to be on October 25th, so obviously for folks in the audience, you're here to testify about this, you know, please feel free to come, obviously, to the City Council public hearing and also provide your input to them. Just one note, we did obviously send out notification. It appears to have worked pretty well. sent out over 3,000 postcards, both to folks who had testified previously to the City Council at the two meetings where the moratorium was discussed with them, as well as to all the existing large retail locations and all properties sort of in the vicinity of those, as well as our standard mailing lists, which include neighboring jurisdictions, business and civic and community groups, and other agencies like that. So with that, that's about all I have, unless the Planning Commission has questions for me, but certainly we're here to listen to the testimony tonight.
Okay, thank you. Okay, at this point, we'll begin our public testimony. I'm going to call out the name of the person who will come forward. I'm also going to call out the name of the next person, so you'll know who that is. We'd like appreciate it if you could state your name, address, and affiliation, if any, for the record. We're going to start out with Laura Lee Armstrong, followed by, it looks like, Tom Malenthi, after that. Please come forward.
Good evening, gentlemen, madam. My name is Laura Lee Armstrong, and I live in the South End. I support the moratorium. I think it is never wrong to take a step back and stop and think about something. The only time I've ever gotten in trouble is when I've gone into something too fast without thinking it through. There are already places in this city where I avoid during certain times of the year. I will not go up to Tacoma Mall between Halloween and the second or third week of January, simply because the traffic is impossible. The last time I tried, it took me 25 minutes to get from the JCPenney's parking lot to the 56th Street entrance onto the freeway. My doctor's office and my surgeon's office are directly across the street from where this proposed planned, whatever it is, big box thing, is going to be. When I go to the doctor's office now, because I come from the South and come up Union, I have to plan to be there 15 to 20 minutes early. It sometimes takes me that long to go across the traffic and get into the parking lot where my doctor's office is. With this thing going in there, you know, it's going to be an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, because there's no way of putting a traffic light where that is. It's simply not going to be possible. I really worry about seeing more and more huge, giant retail spaces in the city. I know they produce a lot of revenue, but at the same time, it's really sending me out into the suburbs. I go out to Lakewood Town Center. I go to South Hill Mall. These places are easier to get to and easier to get home from during the high shopping days or hours of the year. I'm sorry, I'm wearing my jacket because I'm hiding my Starbucks that I slopped all over myself earlier today. I'm a retired 24 years with the city of Tacoma, so I'm not really affiliated with anybody. But I, like I say, I'm really thankful that you decided on this moratorium. I hope that you will put as much thought as possible into this. And with all those doctor's offices and x-rays and MRI places and all, there are times when the rescue squad needs to get there and needs to get there in a hurry. And if all four lanes of traffic are backed up on Union Avenue, there is no way they can get to those. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next speaker is Tom, I believe it is McCarthy, followed by Kevin, it looks like Kalaw.
I hope you don't mind if we testify together. We have a couple of native-born Tacomans here, but in this particular area, I've actually spent quite a bit of time. I'm a graduate of...
Excuse me, could you give your name? And
I'm so sorry. Tom McCarthy, and I'm a Tacoma citizen. And I would say I'm in support of a moratorium, possibly a permanent moratorium of big box stores. So in this, as I said, I went to high school at Bellarmine, which is, of course, right where this is going to happen. And, you know, I think the point that the earlier speaker made about, you know, all these doctor's offices and dentist's offices and so forth, and also Bellarmine. It would have been quite a different experience to be going to Sherry's if you had to fight all the traffic that would be associated with a big box store. You know, we hung out at Sherry's all the time. And, I mean, the other thing, I guess, that comes to mind is what impact a big box store could have on the other businesses in the area. I mean, right now there's that movie theater, which has been empty for years. I guess, you know, Galaxy 8, I think it's called, something like that. And that could have a you know, on one hand, a lot more traffic in an area that might go somewhere else. And on the other hand, a bunch of empty stores. I think sometimes big box stores can be more parasites than really revenue generators. I mean, you have to balance the revenue that'd be generated against that which would be lost. And so I think it would be certainly worth your consideration to take a very careful look at this. Myself, I would urge that you do continue the moratorium and consider making it permanent for Tacoma's future. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so Kevin, thank you. Followed by Ralph Kendall, I believe.
My name is Kevin Kalal. I'm a Tacoma resident, North End. Also the facilities director at Bellarmine Prep, and I'm here today, I think, speaking more on behalf of Bellarmine. And our position, I guess, we would be in favor of the current moratorium in that also that there would be ample time for you to discern the merits of the application, because we are very concerned with having a safe environment around our campus. We have 1,000 students. It's a commuter campus that you know, runs from September through June, and we're pretty busy in the summer as well. So those would be our main concerns, but we'd also be concerned with any other code regulations, with maybe anything that would be sold at the store and how that might impact the neighborhood and our school. There's also, not to speak on behalf of another school, but there is another school down the street at Life Christian, and so we're looking at you know, just the impact of kind of the quality of life in that neighborhood, and for our students and safety, and also our guests that come and go from our campus. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay, the next speaker will be Ralph Kendall, followed by, it looks like, Terrence, and I can't read the last name.
My name is Ralph Kendall. I live at 2655 South Cedar, which is going to be directly across from the area that you're talking about, putting in a big box store. And I support the moratorium. And I would like to encourage an environmental study be done on the impact it's going to have in that neighborhood. I lived through the time when Sprague Avenue was closed, and the traffic flow that impacted the area that we lived in, or live in, was significant. There's already significant deterioration of the road on Union Avenue, and if you increase the traffic, that road is just going to get worse. Now, everybody's talked about the medical and other things, but this area is basically a mature residential area. And the businesses that are in there right now have low impact as far as traffic and any other environmentally undesirable elements. So bringing in a big box store would definitely change the environment of that community. So I would strongly encourage you to continue the moratorium and do environmental studies to find out just exactly what the full impact is going to be on that area. Thank you.
Thank you. Terrence? And could you kindly spell your last name?
Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R.
Oh, Fuller. Okay, thank you.
My name is Terrence Fuller. I live at 702 Martin Luther King. I'm retired, and so I try to cut my costs as much as I can on a fixed income. And so I go over to the, I don't know what the shopping center is called, but the one where the Target is. And my understanding is that they're going to put in a big box store over there. And I have trouble even driving over there with my car. I try to take my bike if I can, and I know that if the traffic gets more intense on Union, I'm just not going to be able to do it. I hope that you maintain the moratorium. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. The next speaker is Marilyn Kimmerlian, I believe, and that is followed by Brett Williams.
Hello, my name is Marilyn Kimmerlian. I'm a resident of Tacoma for the last more than 30 years. And I support the moratorium and hope that you take a good long time to consider the impact of inviting big box stores into our city. I've heard some very cogent reasons why the moratorium should be extended, and I don't want to repeat the same ones because I heard your instructions. But I also want to caution this committee, which is tasked as the planning committee, to consider the character of the town. Because one of the things that is unique about Tacoma is that we have preserved so much of the flavor along Pacific Avenue and other areas of town that really are uniquely Tacoma. And the big box stores, as you know, they're all alike. So since we know that traffic will be more congested, since we know that the construction will be disruptive, since we know that the big box stores tend to carry things like guns that are available for sale, since we know that there are schools in the area, since we know that the quality of life will be affected, we need to weigh and balance the benefit of a big box store and the jobs that it may bring in versus the jobs that we are likely to lose in small businesses that will be driven out. We have a track record across the United States. Please continue the moratorium for as long as we possibly can. Thank you.
Thank you. Brett Williams, followed by Denise. It looks like Jaglio or Doglo.
Good evening. My name is Brett Williams. I live at 4826 South 18th Street. I'm speaking here as a citizen of Tacoma. I was born and raised in Tacoma in the 98405 area. And I'm speaking to keep this moratorium because I know through working in engineering in the past, the history of big box stores, and one of the things that I was looking up with that area in particular, in the last year, the crime rate has actually gone down 47% from what it was last year. And by inviting a big box store into this area, they traditionally increase crime rates in areas. And I think that's something that needs to be seriously evaluated, especially when you're considering the schools and the hospitals that are in the area. So for me, I hope we keep this moratorium in effect and do some really strong studies to make sure what the traffic impact, and, you know, a good traffic impact analysis, so we know what the traffic impact is going to be, and definitely looking into the crime issues because of the history of big box stores in particular and the increase of crime in an area that they can bring, especially in an area that's now finally reducing crime in our neighborhoods. Well, that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brett. Okay, Denise is the next speaker, followed by Jeff Ruthren.
Good evening.
My name's Denise Jagiello, and I'm a representative for United Food and Commercial Workers Local 367 in Tacoma. And I'm Local 367 has retained the firm Bricklin Newman and Associates out of concern over the impact of big box to Tacoma. Tonight I'd like to submit for the record the letter prepared by David Bricklin outlining the reasons why the moratorium should stay in place and why the city should carefully study the impact before you make your decision. And with that, I would just like to read a few of the important excerpts out of Mr. Bricklin's letter. The union supports the comprehensive plan's focus on mixed-use centers, which are to include a dense, well-integrated variety of development types combined in such a way that it is pedestrian-oriented and transit-supportive. Unfortunately, the existing regulations for mixed-use centers do not assure that development will be consistent with the comprehensive plan vision. The plan calls for streetscape design which promotes pedestrian activity and which will reinforce, enhance the character of individual neighborhoods within the city. Buildings should be sited and designed to encourage walking. The comprehensive plan recognizes that large parking areas disrupt the continuity of the land streetscape and development pattern and provide formidable barriers to pedestrian movement. The laudatory comprehensive plan policies are unfortunately not carried through into the existing development regulations. For instance, one of the mixed-use centers districts is a CCX, the Community Commercial Mixed-Use District. The zoning code currently allows shopping centers to be developed within these mixed-use districts. A suburban-style shopping center is anything but mixed-use. It does not contain a mix of residential and commercial uses. It does not promote pedestrian activity. In like manner, the regulations impose no size limits on retail establishments in the mixed-use zone and, in fact, do not even require the development contain a mix of uses contrary to the express guidance in the comprehensive plan. For instance, Tacoma Municipal Code TMC 13.06.300.E establishes no maximum floor area for building in most of the mixed-use districts and does not redistrict the size potentially massive parking lots, nor does that section require the most projects in the mixed-use districts include any residential use. The discrepancies between the goals of the comprehensive plan and the regulations in the zoning code are dramatic and threaten severe harm to the city's development and planning efforts. As currently written, the development code allows suburban-style shopping centers and big-box retail to invest tremendous sums in new buildings that will move the city away from its pedestrian-oriented mixed-use goals instead of towards them. The city's efforts to re-examine and potentially revise its development regulations to address developments of that sort should have been determined if a moratorium had not been adopted. The city council was clearly well justified in adopting a moratorium to preserve its options and protect the integrity of the comprehensive plan and its forthcoming planning efforts.
Can you wrap up? You've got.
You've been asked to address not only the need of the moratorium, but also its length. As staff has advised, a moratorium can be imposed for up to 6 months, and if a work plan is adopted for up to 12 months, staff has drafted a work plan which suggests that the work necessary to review the zoning code can be completed in 6 months. While we appreciate the staff's efforts to avoid the moratorium any longer than necessary, it seems unrealistic that 6 months will be sufficient time. Under the proposed schedule, a draft of new language would be submitted to you by November 2nd. Given the breadth of changes that we believe are necessary in the zoning code, it seems entirely unrealistic that staff could provide you with the draft code language to that date that date. Certainly, if all that is contemplated is imposing a size limit on large retail in the mixed-use zones, code language to that effect can be drafted in short order. But we do not believe the issue is that simple for two reasons. First,
can you submit your comments? Each speaker has 3 minutes, and you've exceeded your 3 minutes. And there are other people waiting to comment.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to give you a copy, and then we'll also be providing a longer detailed response by the October 7th deadline at 5 o'clock.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. The next speaker is Jeff Ruthren, followed by Sandra Ruthren.
My wife. Hi, my name is Jeff Ruthven. She actually said for me to speak for her. We didn't know that was the sign-up sheet to speak, but here we are. Tacoma resident for 40 years. We live at 2930 South 17th Street, so about a half mile away from the big box possibility. I want to agree with the previous speakers. We support a permanent moratorium, please. We have lived in the neighborhood at this house for 30 years, and we don't need any more congestion or that a big box would bring. The one school that was not mentioned yet is Franklin Elementary School. That's close. That would add some traffic to that area. And it would just change the character of the neighborhood. My wife walks and runs around that area, and adding that much traffic would not please her, I don't think. So anyway, thank you for looking at this, and I hope you'll make it permanent.
Thank you. The next speaker is Anthony Bostain, I believe, and followed by Robert Osborne.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Anthony Bostain. I live at 1520 South Oak Street here in Tacoma, Washington. I've been a Tacoma resident for, you know, at least 30 years. I'm a strong supporter of this moratorium, and for reasons based on what the majority of the crowd here has said, safety, crime, you know, slow EMS response time. You know, I've lived here a long time. I utilize the trail that parallels Highway 16, and I walk there frequently, and I ride my bike there frequently, and I'm totally concerned about, you know, the safety of being able to do so. I have children that attend Life Center schools. We utilize Life Center. You know, and the impact of the traffic time alone, just getting in that area, I think a lot of those things have been brought up and talked about, and I really hope you guys really strongly look at this moratorium, whether it's, you know, as far as time to look at things, you know, and make sure, you know, it's taken care of for the citizens here at Tacoma, you know, or permanent. I would really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, Robert Osborne, followed by Deborah Osborne.
My name is Robert Osborne. I live at 2504 South M Street. I live right around the corner, so I go to that shopping center very often, and I've noticed that there's quite a bit of congestion already. As you may know, you have to turn left to get on the 23rd and then go into the strip mall area, and generally you have to turn left again to get out of the strip mall area to go back to Union if you want to go south. So there's quite a bit of congestion already in that area, and I would think that if you add a big box market there on the corner, it's pretty much going to just make it unbearable. Also, I noticed there's a lot of sort of compromised mobility folks that live in the area. There's always somebody in a wheelchair or a scooter or something in that area. And I think that will also make their lives a little more riskier as far as getting to and fro to the apartments nearby or wherever they have to go to get on the bus. So I think doubling the congestion in that section is just going to be unbearable. So I support the moratorium and hope it is made permanent. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd just like to remind the audience that we're not focusing on one specific big box proposal at a specific location. The moratorium applies to any new development exceeding 65,000 square feet in area. So there could be multiple locations during the next 6 months if this moratorium went into effect. So please keep that in mind when you make your comments, that the issue is really the moratorium, should the council adopt it, applying to uses in excess of 65,000 square feet. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Deborah Osborne. I'm a homeowner here in Tacoma. I live in Hilltop. And I wanted to address the big box issues because as a certified nursing home care worker, I actually provide in-home care services to the aged and the fragile. And I have a lot of concerns about traffic, sustainable pedestrian areas that are safe for persons operating or being commuted in wheelchair, walkers, scooters, people with general orthopedic deficiencies that walk with canes. There's already a great deal of danger on our sidewalks due to traffic congestion in multiple areas, but especially in this particular area, in the Union Street areas. It's just flat out dangerous to be a pedestrian. And, you know, in that area especially, there is an assisted living where we have hundreds of seniors who commute on foot to bus stops and in general, the damage done environmentally by leaking oil, transmission fluid, whatever, is not good for the garden that I eat out of. You know, there's a lot of reasons that Big Box is not for Tacoma. We're a traditional family-style environment, and we want to maintain that. And the crime alone that's associated with those areas is not something I want in my community. Thank you. Please continue the moratorium and make it permanent.
Thank you. The next speaker is Chris Blandon, followed by Tim Pack.
Hi, my name is Chris Blondin. That's all right. Thank you for letting me speak today. I'm going to cut this really short because a lot of people have covered some of the topics and you've made it very clear as to the subject that we're discussing. I am a resident of Central Tacoma. I actually live on the corner of 18th and Lawrence and near Life Center, and I wholeheartedly support the moratorium. I would prefer that it stays a permanent fixture. I already experience a ton of traffic with the Highway 16 reroute, and people cut through my neighborhood constantly because of this particular reroute, and I would feel that any box store in excess of 65,000 feet, either in my neighborhood or anywhere in a concentrated neighborhood of Tacoma, is going to make a great impact that is going to severely diminish my way of life, which is a nice little neighborhood, which is considered the Murray Morgan District of Tacoma, and he is a Tacoma icon and historian, and I would really hate to see something happen to a neighborhood that's been dedicated to his name. Please consider these issues when making any current decisions of dismissing this moratorium. Thanks.
Thank you. Tim Pack, followed by Rob, and I can't read the last name, so maybe you can clarify, Rob, when you come up.
Hello, my name is Tim Pack. I am a union organizer, a representative for home care workers in this area. Many of my friends are home care workers here. And my main concern is an increased number of traffic in the area, because increased number of traffic means there's more chances of, you know, being our caregivers being in an accident. And once they're in an accident, they're investigated for months at a time, where they don't get paid during those times. And at $10.03 an hour, they cannot afford to make their payments, mortgage payments, or even sometimes food payments. So their life will be devastated. And then for thousands of our clients who live here, sometimes their medical conditions are life and death, and they need to take an ambulance as fast as they can to a hospital to save their lives. And increased traffic will prevent that from happening. So it could have a really devastating effect. So I just wanted to, you know, let you know. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Rob, followed by, it looks like, Matthew Howe.
Good afternoon. My name is Rob DeRosa, a lifelong resident of Tacoma. I live at 801 North Prospect, so in the neighborhood of the, and I'm going to be specific about the Big Box. I'm in support of the moratorium. The area of Union Avenue South would be a safety issue for the children, for the elderly, and for all the residents of Tacoma. So it's imperative that you support the moratorium. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, the next speaker is Matthew, it looks like Hal, followed by Adam Hoyt.
Hello, thank you. Matthew House. I'm a third generation Tacoma area resident. Both sides of my family, third generation, grandfather retired from the smelter. So I've seen the growth in the area and what these big box stores can do as far as congestion, safety concerns, all the things that these previous speakers have spoke to. And it's very concerning, and I support the moratorium, and hopefully Tacoma will make that a continual mandate. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Adam Hoyt, followed by Justin Lighton.
My name is Adam Hoyt. I'm here representing Jobless Justice, who have hundreds of members that live in the Tacoma area. and here in support of the moratorium to make it permanent for safety reasons. These big box stores sell guns and liquor, be right next to school zones. The traffic congestion, workers have a hard enough time getting to work on time without more traffic to deal with. I work in Tacoma, traffic is a major issue, so safety and also the pollution, sitting in traffic, you're burning gas, you're burning fossil fuels. Also, you're costing the public and its systems more money because of the congestion and because of the way it's set up. So we want more studies, more looking into it. Thank you.
Thank you. Justin Leighton, followed by Sonia Jewell.
Good evening, Chair, Vice Chair, Commissioners. My name is Justin Leighton. I represent the Central Neighborhood Council as the Secretary. I am a resident of the Hilltop on 23rd and M Street. And I'm here tonight to support the moratorium and ask for a permanent moratorium be put into place. I witnessed at an Environmental Public Works Committee a rather awkward exchange between city council members and developers of the site at 23rd and M. And the reason why I bring this up, because nobody wanted to talk about what was being done there. And the developers wanted the city to do things like change an ordinance. And nobody wanted to talk about what was going to happen there. Then come the moratorium. The reason why I think it's necessary is because things are happening in our community and nobody wants to talk about them. And I like the idea of slowing down, taking a breath, taking a look at what is happening in our community. We live in a city of 200,000 people. We need to be thinking about building up rather than out. We need to think about building things that don't need parking spots. We don't need any more surface parking lot in this community. We need to rely on development that rely on our transit system. The application for this proposed site is over hundreds of pages, and that's scary to me. We need to slow down. We need to use this moratorium to look at things like this site, among other things that are happening in our city. We're no longer a city where we can just spread out and keep developing large stores, 150,000 square feet, that take up large amounts of land. We need to think about building up that doesn't follow our mobility master plan, that doesn't follow our comprehensive plan. We have plans for the city. I did not move to the Hilltop to live down the street from a big box store. And it really makes me think twice whether or not I want to continue living there if this happens there. And, you know, I use that corridor to get home along with thousands of people in this community. And it scares me to think about at Christmas time what could happen next to a large box store. Somebody had mentioned going near the mall. And I, too, do not go near the mall if I don't have to. And that could be anywhere in our city. Please keep the moratorium. Please make sure that this allows more time. I doubt that 6 months is appropriate time to look into this. I really do think that several sites, CCX, needs to be re-looked at, make sure there's high standards in developing those sites, and possibly even changing them. That site that we are in question, that we everybody's referring to, because that's why we're here in this position of a moratorium, should never be a CCX site. It should be changed, and hopefully that can happen after this moratorium. Thank you.
Thank you. Sonia Jewell, followed by Sean Stephenson.
Hi, my name is Sonia Jewell. I'm a Tacoma resident, also Tacoma small business owner. I moved my business to Tacoma because of the lack of big box stores. I think someone said something about the flavor of Tacoma, and that's why I'm here to support the moratorium, and I just hope I echo a lot of things that Justin said as well. So I would be repeating myself if I continue to talk about those things. So I just want to let you know, as a small business owner and as a resident, that I stand behind the moratorium, and that's what I need to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, the next speaker is Sean Stephenson, followed by maybe Tracia Devine.
That's my apologies. I had thought that that was for record keeping of attendance, so I don't have anything. I don't have anything to say that hasn't already been said.
Okay, thank you. Tricia, is it? Followed by Jerry Coons.
It's Tricia Diome, thank you. And I also am with the Central Neighborhood Council. I live at 1240 South Washington Street. And I'm here today in support of the moratorium. As I spoke before, it does take a chance to step back and look at what we're putting in our mixed-use centers. We developed a comprehensive plan to be in accordance and with the Growth Management Act to accept all the, don't remember the number, but the number of people, thousands of people that are going to be coming here by 2020 or 2040. And in CCX zones, which is the commercial, community commercial mixed-use center, there's no... in the code, there's nothing that says what the size of the maximum floor plan can, or maximum size of the floor. I can't talk today. Maximum size of the floor for one-story building. So you could have a 150,000 square foot building redeveloped in an area that we're trying to build up and build out. The CCX area is one of the, in the comprehensive plan, it's to provide commercial and retail businesses intended to serve as many neighborhoods and draw people from throughout the city. These areas are envisioned as evolving from traditional suburban style development to higher density urban districts. And so if we have in our code to allow suburban style development, as was said before, that takes us away from our developing urban style. So once again, we are in support of the moratorium until we can relook at what's in our CCX zones and where our CCX zones are. The other thing I want to touch on is the character of Tacoma. We already have big box stores, but do we want more? I took a trip around the United States a couple years ago, and one of the things that really threw me off is we'd go from town to town, and every town we'd go into, they would look the same. It was like the United States was just the same, copied all over itself because of the big box stores. And we have them in Tacoma already. We can keep the ones we have, but we shouldn't be putting in more. We should be developing developing and keeping the character of Tacoma. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Jerry Coons, followed by Jessica Anderson.
Hello, my name is Jerry Coons. I live at 3320 South 8th Street, and I'm here on behalf of Habitat for Humanity and Jobs with Justice. I've lived in Tacoma about 40 years, and I have never experienced the kind of insult that was visited on you guys by Walmart, basically, coming in under cover of night, trying to slip one over, literally, on you guys, and that, thank God you caught them, you know. And I think that that represents the kind of character that big box stores represent nationwide. They're all non-union, which means it's going to drag down the unions that are here now that support you. They're all non-union. They're all anti-woman. They resist giving women any responsibility. Do you want that in Tacoma? I mean, I don't. I think it's a disgrace that we're even considering it. I was hoping it wouldn't be a moratorium that I was attending. It was maybe a cremation or a funeral for big box stores in general. It's going to erode the tax base. You let them in, and they will take over. And at $10 an hour, which is about what the Walmart people get, can you imagine $10 an hour? And there will be hundreds, thousands, perhaps. It's not going to do the city any good. I don't see an upside here, folks. I really don't see an upside. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Jessica Anderson, followed by Deborah Cade.
Thank you for hearing us tonight. My name is Jessica Anderson, and I work in this area. I support a permanent moratorium And if a permanent moratorium is not achievable, I hope that there is a very diligent economic study done for this area. I see absolutely no reason to bring any more big box stores into this area. The ones that are here are struggling as it is, and the traffic that to go anywhere in Tacoma is unpleasant, and I think that anything over 150,000 square feet, 65,000 square feet, will only increase traffic congestion. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Deborah Cade, or Cady, followed by Anders, looks like Ibsen.
I'm Deborah Cade. I live at 908 North M Street. I've lived here for about 16 years, and I've been involved with the North Slope Historic District, and I've been here speaking to you on those issues before. Our neighborhood has worked very, very hard over the last 15 to 20 years, as many neighborhoods in this city have, to improve the quality of our neighborhoods, and we've been very successful. A lot of neighborhoods look a whole lot different than they did 15, 16 years ago when I first moved here. We've improved the appearance of the neighborhoods, we've improved property values, we've helped reduce crime rates, and I see all of that being undermined by the prospect of bringing in these big box stores to what are essentially residential or small neighborhood commercial areas. One thing that hasn't been mentioned tonight is the fact that these big box stores, particularly those that sell groceries, are very, very noisy places. They're incredibly inconsistent as a use that is right next door to a neighborhood that is primarily residential, or in the case of the Union Street property, also has a hospital and clinic property. A lot of work goes on behind a grocery store during the night. And all night long, very early in the morning, that's when a lot of their deliveries are made, a lot of truck traffic, a lot of the beeping noises they make when they're backing up or moving around, a lot of people working in those areas. They're very, very noisy places, and I'm concerned that that's not been given any consideration at all. There was a mention earlier tonight about there being an environmental study for any of these particular uses. That should be an independent study. That should never be allowed to be done by the project proponent for these projects. But I support this moratorium, and I ask you to support the moratorium and extend it and make that moratorium on those very large big box stores within the city limits permanent. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next person is Anders Ibsen, followed by Brenda Weist.
Thank you very much. My name is Anders Ibsen. I live at 2702 North Proctor, and I'm going to speak very briefly in favor of the moratorium, and ideally in favor of a permanent moratorium. A lot of people here have made some very good points about this moratorium. There's nothing really I could reiterate, so I'll just say that really quickly, I personally don't see this moratorium as something against a particular company or against an entity, but really as an affirmation of what we're for as a community. We're for dense, livable communities, we're for living wage jobs, we're for small businesses with the transportation options, the on-the-sidewalk business access for pedestrians, and all those great ingredients which makes Tacoma such a beautiful place to live, work, raise a family, and start a business. So I think this is the first of many steps towards achieving those goals. I thank you for moving the city towards that end, and hope we can work that way together.
Thank you. Brenda Weist, followed by Patricia, it looks like, Layden.
Hello and good afternoon. My name is Brenda Weist. I am a resident and a homeowner in Tacoma. I'm a parent. I live here. I work here. My daughter attends school at Bellarmine. We're blessed to have a 17-year-old and a 2.5-year-old, so I'll be having a child in the school system for some time. I'm concerned about the quality of all of our neighborhoods and the uniqueness of our neighborhoods. I do not find there to be a shortage of shopping in Tacoma. I do not think that we need more big box shopping opportunities in the neighborhoods where I live. I'm concerned about the safety and the traffic. It's a medical zone area. I go to Tacoma Chiropractic. It's already very difficult to access that place. I see a lot of seniors that live in that neighborhood, and today I picked up my daughter at Bertolino's Coffee, which is just across the street. I want to encourage diverse businesses that bring unique things to Tacoma. I don't need to buy more of the same at the same store all the time. Tacoma doesn't even have to be a pioneer in this big box moratorium. There are other cities that have these moratoriums because they value the quality, the culture, the diversity, the individuality that not having one box store after another brings to that community. I really hope that you will consider making a big box moratorium permanent. I think that there are many other things that we can bring into Tacoma, which is why I live in Tacoma, because I think it's a very diverse and great place to live. So thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Patricia Layden, followed by, it looks like, Carol Sloman.
Hello, thank you. My name is Patricia Lisi Davis. I live downtown here at 1121 Court D, and I've been involved in small business and work closely with the Economic Development Department on a regular basis. I think I'll echo some of the things that they've said here today, is that Tacoma is a unique town. I think we need to remember that we have 250,000 plus people here. We have plenty of sprawl going on already. I really don't want to end up living in somewhere like South Hill. I won't even venture over into that area, and you know, they have plenty of big box stores. I represent local independent business. I think that we need to foster more culture of entrepreneurship and more uniqueness in Tacoma, as well as the safety and everything else. There's many statistics that you can look at if you're looking, you know, at the argument of jobs. You know, for every five they say they create, we lose seven. We want to stay unique. We want to stay close-knit. Our density needs to happen so that we're building up and not out. I agree with that. And I really just encourage you to have the moratorium stay for as long as necessary so that you can see whether or not our land use plans are echoing and complementary to our master mobility plan and our comprehensive plan, because I think we need to stop being reactionary, and I think we need to decide what our culture is going to be in Tacoma and stand by that. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol Sloman, please.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Carol Sloman, and I am a resident and homeowner in Tacoma since 1974. I care a lot about Tacoma. I'm here to speak on behalf of the environmental community, in other words, on behalf of the health of our environment and the health of ourselves. Therefore, I do serve on the Pierce County Chapter Board of the Washington Conservation Voters. I'm not speaking on behalf of that organization, but the members of the organization and the other environmental organizations share great concerns. I'm speaking in support of the moratorium and any extension to the moratorium necessary to thoroughly assess the environmental impact of big box stores in Tacoma. We have a history of horribly negative impacts that were created by industries in the past. We know more now. We know better now. We have not, you know, we became a Superfund site. We have, you know, effects of previous industries that are no longer with us that will haunt us probably forever. I think that it is very imperative that we look at the actual environmental impacts of any large-scale retail development so that we do what is best for the health of our community, quite literally, so that we are able to mitigate, prevent negative damages that will impact generations of future Tacomans. So I do urge that we continue, that we have the moratorium, and that we take the most thorough and careful study of the environmental impact issues that there can be. I echo the comments of someone who spoke before me in terms of that needing to be an independent analysis, not simply part of a building proposal. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who hasn't had an opportunity to speak who would like to come forth, give your name, your address, and affiliation? Ma'am?
Good afternoon. My name is Patricia Menzies. I live at 615 South Grant Avenue in Tacoma Hilltop. I retired about 3 years ago after 21 years with the city. I would love to be able to sit back and relax. I was telling somebody I'd like to sit on my front porch in a rocking chair and enjoy my leisure. Unfortunately, there seem to be too many crises that are coming all the time, and I'm actually working harder than I did when I was out counting traffic for the city. and that was rather busy. Yesterday, I had to testify before the Pierce County Council about a plan that they had around Sumner, where they're trying to pave over farmland in order to build a great big Y and more retail, in order to keep tax dollars in Pierce County instead of letting it go to King County. I feel like I'm doing the same thing here today. We weren't able to convince them of the vision of stepping back and looking at development in a different way. I'm hoping that you will. The moratorium is a great first step. I actually have this dream that somebody who has a parcel of land somewhere in the city and wants to sell it, rather than finding a developer who has a plan of how they can reap the most profit out of that piece of property, regardless of what the neighborhood says, would actually, that property owner would go to their neighbors first and say, hey, what does the neighborhood need? What would you like to see here? What would make your life better? And then when the neighborhood has gotten some buy-in, maybe they take a little bit wider stance and ask a little bit wider circle of people, what would you like here? And then after they figure out what the neighborhood or what the community would like there, then put out an RFP and find out who wants to build it, or who wants to at least, you know, bring that in. Who's interested in maybe a small craft manufacturing center, not a big, you know, factory, but someplace where you could put some little stuff together, employ people from the neighborhood, and sell it to people in the neighborhood. We're going to have to start thinking more of a resilient community, a local community, someplace where we meet the needs of our neighbors by the skills that we've got, by the products that we've got, by what we can raise right here. Because, you know, if you start looking around, this whole thing about peak oil, that's not just a joke. It really is going to happen. Big box stores are never built by a local business. You know, mom and pop doesn't go out and build a great big box. But in the same footprint of a big box, you could have a vibrant community market, or something that actually, you know, serves the needs of the people of the community. So let's try a paradigm shift here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes. Come forth and give us your name and address and affiliation, if any.
My name is Nikki Weatherhead. I live at 3514 South Asotin Street. I've lived in Tacoma for about the past 8 years, and I like to think of this more on like a state level, not even just our town, because I've been doing a lot of research about these corporations. When they come into a place, the living wage, which has been brought up with people a lot, I don't know if you've looked at the benefits that they offer their employees, but a lot of these stores end up actually helping people get state aid for medical and stuff like that. So that's taking right out of the state's money for health care and so on. Sorry, I'm not a good speaker, but I'm very happy with a lot of the other things that people said. I'm here in support of the moratorium, and I hope it is made permanent as well.
Thank you. If there's nobody else, we'll close the public hearing. I would like to remind people that was there somebody else? Please come. Name, address.
My name's Sarah Morgan. I live at 809 North Proctor Street, and I've been a homeowner in Tacoma for 10 years. I work at Multicare Rehab Specialists at 3209 South 23rd, right near where the topic of tonight's discussion. And it's already hard for our patients to get in to see us because of the traffic at South 23rd and Union already. And if there's a big, huge box store right there, it's going to make it even worse. And I agree with everything I've heard tonight. Those are all good reasons to keep the moratorium. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Before we close the hearing, I just remind everybody that we will be taking written comments until Friday the 7th, 5 p.m. So even if you've spoken, you want to send something in writing, feel free to do so. So at this point, I close the public hearing. Thank you.